A lot of people have been wanting a sequel to Pokemon X and Y for a while now, as they feel like there are many unanswered questions stemming from the Kalos region. I too am one of those people, and really any time I complete the main storyline, I feel like the game is just sort of empty with not much else to do, right? Wrong. As I've done in 6 other videos here on the channel, we'll be diving into the postgame of these Generation 6 titles, and checking out the surprising amount of content it has to offer. By the way, I'll be using the same game file that I did in my Beating Every Trainer Using Their Pokemon video, so be sure to check that one out once you're done here. Anyways, without further ado, it's time to actually play through the postgame of Pokemon X and Y. Right after defeating Diantha and being entered into the Hall of Fame, you get taken to the festival in Lumio City, where you and your friends are celebrated for taking down Team Flare. All of a sudden, AZ walks down the red carpet and challenges you to a battle. After knocking out his Torkoal, Golurk, and Sigilyph, his Floette descends from the sky, and it's the first time AZ has seen it in 3,000 years. From there, the credits roll, and once you load up the game again, you're back in your bedroom. Upon walking downstairs, your mom informs you that Professor Sycamore is waiting for you in the Lumio Station. Before flying there though, Shauna is waiting outside of your house, and she offers a starter Pokemon in return for any Pokemon that you've caught along the way. If you chose Chespin, you'll get Froakie, Fennekin, and you'll get Chespin, and Froakie will get you Fennekin. Additionally, each starter comes with its own nickname and a predetermined nature. There's more things to do in Lumio City besides heading straight for the station. Restaurant Luau and the Battle Institute have opened up for you to test your battling skills. You can get the Poke Radar from a scientist on the second floor of the Pokemon Lab. And in Cafe Salil, Diantha will trade you a modest Ralts holding a Gardevoirite for any Pokemon that you'd like. Once inside the Lumio Station, Cena and Dexio will enable the National Pokédex, and Professor Sycamore will give you the TMV Pass, which can take you to Kilud City. Despite the fact that this city is isolated from the rest of the region, it still has a lot going on. A little girl in the station will ask a question about Swirlix, or Spritzy in Pokemon Y, and if you answer correctly, you'll receive a Max Revive. A man outside the station will hand you the Versus Recorder, and inside the Pokemon Center, an ace trainer, known as the Judge, will determine one of your Pokemon's overall potential, as well as the stat that it excels in, and the stat that it does not excel in. Northwest of the Pokemon Center, another ace trainer will describe 3 battling scenarios involving a Pokemon with the Levitate ability. After listening to them, you can take him on in a fight, in which he'll use a Weezing, Bronzong, and Electross, all possessing Levitate. Above his house, you can receive the TM for Sky Drop, and if you happen to have a Kyurem in your party, then this lady will give you the DNA splicers. There's also the Friend Safari, where you can capture Pokemon that you normally can't find in the wild, like starters for example, and the Battle Mason. This building acts as Pokemon X and Y's Battle Frontier, as you can participate in multiple different battle modes. The goal is to defeat various trainers consecutively, and after being victorious 20 and 50 times, you can challenge one of the battle chatelaines. At the northernmost point of Kilud City, you can speak with this artist, and if you're wearing a colorful outfit as the male character, or a feminine outfit as the female character, then she'll give you either a bamboo sprig hat or a Sunday dress. Unfortunately, I still had the default clothes on. Yes, sorry I wasn't fashionable enough for you. Anyways, your rival is also waiting to battle you up here. Now, in order to activate this fight, you must participate in the Battle Mason at least once. Luckily, you can just win the first battle and then immediately quit. Serena slash Callum adds a Clefable to their team, but it's still not too difficult to win. You can do this battle once per day, and after defeating Serena or Callum, they'll give you the Absolite, and mention that Professor Sycamore is once again waiting for you, this time by the Anastar Sundial. It turns out that he has a theory about Megastones and Mega Evolution, which he tells you about. Afterwards, he instructs you to touch the sundial, which causes your Mega Ring to be upgraded. Now, for 1 hour a day, starting at 8 p.m, your Mega Ring will react to various Megastones that are buried nearby when you're in those specific areas. By defeating your rival and speaking with Professor Sycamore in Anastar City, you can now begin the main side quest of the postgame by heading back to Lumio City. As soon as you arrive, you'll receive an anonymous holoclip from someone saying that you need to meet them at the Looker Bureau. If you couldn't tell by the name of the building, the anonymous person is a Looker, the detective from Pokemon Platinum who works for the International Police. Apparently, there's still trouble happening around Lumio City, so Looker wants to hire you as his assistant. Once you accept the job, Chapter 1 kicks off, with Looker wanting to test your detective skills. So, he sends you around the city to search for 5 Looker tickets. The first one is by the dressing room in one of the Pokemon centers, the second ticket is on the first floor of the Prism Tower, the third one is in a shop on Vernal Avenue, the fourth ticket is in the lobby of Hotel Richissimi, and the final ticket is located on the first floor of the museum. After collecting all 5 tickets, Looker agrees that you're capable of being his assistant. From there, Chapter 2 begins, and Looker claims that a group of kids have been suspiciously hanging around one of the back alleys on South Boulevard. Once you reach the alleyway, you'll have to defeat a couple of preschoolers and school kids before Looker catches up with you. The two of you then meet a girl named Emma, who owns an Esper called Mimi. Emma states that she's an orphan and that she lives in this back alley. After learning of this information, Looker invites her to live in the Looker Bureau and work as another assistant. However, Mimi doesn't like the proposition, so it runs off to another alleyway. After hunting down the Esper, you're given a few options to befriend it, with the correct one being Dance, as any of the other choices would just make Mimi run away again. Once reuniting Emma and Mimi, they both agree to work as an assistant for Looker, which brings an end to Chapter 2. Chapter 3 begins with Looker worrying about the fact that Emma seems to be stressed out. Just then, a woman enters the building speaking in a foreign language. For whatever reason, Looker thinks that she wants a cup of tea, so he immediately runs off to find one. Right after that, Emma and Mimi return, and it turns out that Emma can speak the same language as the lady. Esper utilizes its psychic powers to let you in on the conversation, and you learn that the lady had her Pokemon stolen by some sort of gang in the Lumio Station. Looker comes back and realizes what's actually going on, so he heads off towards the station, but Emma begs you to help him, since Looker doesn't own any Pokemon. Just when Looker's confrontation fails, you step in to take on the 3 gang members. After defeating them, it turns out that they were mad because Emma used to be a part of their gang before moving into the Looker Bureau. However, they agree to start doing honest work, and Looker tells them that they can come by and visit Emma anytime. Chapter 3 ends with Emma revealing that she's been stressed out about Looker's financial situation, so she sets off to look for a part-time job. Not too long after, Looker states that Emma has been randomly running off, so he's been worried, which starts Chapter 4. You both receive a holoclip, which claims that someone vandalized a painting in the Lumios Museum. Looker has an appointment to tend to, though, so you go to investigate the damage yourself. Upon speaking with the director of the museum and exiting the place, another holoclip states that Pokeball thefts have been occurring recently in back alleyways. Looker tells you to come back to the Looker Bureau, and the two of you devise a plan to catch the thief red-handed. After heading to the alley across from the Gillette stand, a suspicious-looking lady takes you on in a battle. After defeating her, she attempts to steal your Pokemon, in which Looker intervenes, only for the lady to turn into some robotic-looking creature and leap away to another alley. After repeating the process in another alley, you come across a black belt who just had his Pokemon stolen by the same robot-looking thing. Looker stays behind with him as you track down the thief in the one and only alley on South Boulevard. After beating it for the third time, Mimi appears and starts to run around it. This hints at the fact that Emma could be the one behind the robotic suit. However, the thief calls itself Essentia instead, and injures the Looker as he tried to protect Esper. Chapter 4 closes with the Looker stating that he'll go to the hospital, which is only a cover-up, as he will instead be pursuing a certain man who could be behind this whole situation. A little while later, Emma calls you back to the Looker Bureau, as she wants to visit Looker, but doesn't have enough money to reach the hospital. She then randomly takes off again, before an older man enters the building. He decides to test your strength by taking you on in a battle, and after beating him, Butler Chalmers discloses the fact that he used to be a Team Flair admin, and he states that you need to meet a lady in the top floor of Hotel Richesim. Chapter 5 of this side quest starts with you meeting the lady, who ends up being Malva, the Fire-type Elite Four member. After knocking out her Pyroar, she reveals that Emma really is the one behind the robotic suit, but that the suit, which is titled the Expansion Suit, was created by Dr. Zero-Sick. Still don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's that guy that made you press either the red or blue button during the main storyline. Anyways, Malva says that she also used to be a Team Flair admin, and that Zero-Sick's projects never sat well with her. She wants you to put an end to all of this, so she takes you to the Lysandra Cafe and puts a code into the elevator, which takes you down to a secret floor. A couple of scientists and the Lumios gang members, who are acting as part-time bodyguards, are down here and you must defeat them in battle. After taking care of the last one, he invites you inside another room, which has a bunch of stolen Pokeballs on the ground. There's also a bunch of notes for you to read, which describe the features of the expansion suit, including its ability to increase physical power, hack into Pokeballs, disguise the wearer, and control the user, revealing that Emma has been getting controlled this entire time. It's also stated that Emma accepted Zero-Sick's part-time job opportunity, but she never understood what exactly was going on. Once you've learned all that information, the gang member states that his shift is over, so he leaves. Right as you try to leave too, Zero-Sick enters and becomes angry with you after realizing that you were the one that caused a glitch in the expansion suit. So he orders Essentia, or Emma depending on how you look at it, to battle you not once, not twice, but 3 times in a row. After the third one, Looker and Mimi arrive, only for Zero-Sick to order Essentia to battle you once more. Finally, after taking care of her Crobat and Malamar, Zero-Sick surrenders and turns off the suit. Emma wakes up with no recollection of what just happened, and a Looker takes Zero-Sick back to his office. Zero-Sick takes full responsibility for the crimes that transpired, meaning that he is the only one to get locked up. The final chapter of this side quest involves Emma calling you back to the Looker Bureau, as she wants to celebrate Looker leaving the hospital, since she still thinks that he's in there. However, Mimi enters with a letter from Looker, in which he reveals that he's a part of the International Police, and that he's already on his way out of the region. Emma decides to try and track him down before he leaves, so after just missing him at the museum, you all meet up in a Lysandra Cafe. As much as Emma wants a Looker to stay, he claims that he has to go, and makes Emma and Mimi the new leaders of the Looker Bureau. Zero-Sick also hands Emma the expansion suit, which doesn't have the remote control feature anymore. And from there, everyone leaves, and you can now battle Emma, who will be wearing the suit, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in the Looker Bureau. Okay, that was a lot. Luckily, the rest of the postgame only features a few legendaries for you to catch, starting with the legendary birds. After talking to Professor Sycamore at the beginning of the postgame, the first wild Pokemon you'll encounter will be either Articuno, Zapdos, or Moltres, depending on which starter you chose. Unfortunately, this means that you can't get all 3 legendary birds. And to make this worse, the legendary bird will immediately flee and become a roaming Pokemon. And you have to encounter it 11 more times before it finally ventures back to the Sea Spirit's den in Azur Bay. Since I selected Fennekin, or, well, the Chespin that was in Fennekin's spot, I had to catch a Zapdos, who stayed in after just a few Ultra Balls. Next up was Mewtwo, who was just hanging out in a cave located in the Pokemon Village. It even had its back turned to us like a savage. Yeah, not savage enough to avoid being captured in like 10 Ultra Balls, though. And lastly, it was time to make the trek through the Terminus Cave to encounter Zygarde, who I just chucked my Master Ball at. And with that, we have done just about all there is to do in the postgame of Pokemon X and Y. If I'm gonna be honest, that was way more than I expected. Before making this video, I really thought the postgame was just Killud City and catching legendaries, but the whole Looker side quest in Lumio City was really cool. I enjoyed the storyline, and it was fun to learn some things about Team Flare that I'm sure many people don't know about. I had a ton of fun making this video, and I hope you guys enjoyed it just as much. For now though, have a great rest of your day, and until next time, deuces!